donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. There are some strange things happening out there, Joe. I'm getting some people telling me that they're finding out their banks have been closed. They're having problems with the credit cards. They're trying to buy some things on credit cards. Have you heard about any of this?
No, I haven't.
A number of them today said that the credit cards are down right now. They can't take credit cards. Some people tried to order some things using the credit cards like they always do. And they said they can't take them. So I'm not sure what's going on. All I know is I've been hearing this. Others said some of the smaller banks are closing. Now, here, hundreds of Salvadorians say Bitkom has vanished from their government-issued centralized Chivo wallets. What do you think about all that, Joe?
I think it's getting crazy out there, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, if it gets better.
It's being reported that hundreds of people in El Salvador are unable to access Bitkom and their centralized government-issued Chivo wallets.
You mean Bitcoin or Bitkom? There's a difference.
I see there. Okay, one says Bitcoin here, and the other says Bitkom. Okay, here, down here, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yeah. That's a lot of those. It's a very volatile thing. I would stay away from things like that. The government's probably going to try and shut it down, control it, and you get these different foreign governments. I don't know. It's above my pay grade, so I stay away from things that I don't totally understand.
Okay, so there's things going on, and like I said, the chatter. You know how you're hearing all kinds of chatter out there? Well, the chatter is saying that, and like I said, this is only chatter, folks. I've been hearing a lot of different things, and it would be really nice if it was true, but I don't know if it would be, that on Thursday.
There's something going on with the chatter, but you never know for sure what it is. But,
right.
The big news to me of the day is the Twitter banning. We started a while back. We told you that Dr. Robert Malone, the man that invented the technology of the mRNA that was used later to make the vaccines, was banned from Twitter with no explanation from the big tech giant. He's been trying to tell the truth. He's banned. Then we had Rand Paul come up, and he's been banned, and he made a big announcement yesterday. He announced that he would begin an exodus from big tech, and he said many want to, in Congress on the right and left, want to break up and regulate big tech, but a few of the voices have actually stepped up and quit using the tech. So he is going to rumble, and he is asking people to join him to leave big tech. In fact, he mentioned, they're deleting constitutionally protected speech, and he's saying, hey, it's time to wake up. Half of the country is conservative, and if we just all pull out and get away, they can't continue to control like they do if we all do an exit, and he's going to rumble.com, and he's asking everybody to follow him. In fact, he's also set up a new site called libertytree.com, and he's hoping that people will follow him. Now, I did that to get to the story. Today, they banned Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they banned her from Twitter. Now, I went and checked on two or three search engines, Pastor, and I went through 12 pages on three different search engines. I could find no conservative site, no article from a conservative news site on the first 12 pages. I quit looking. I didn't have the time on three search engines. But there's a big story, of course, in the Washington Times, conservative, And here's the conservative version of the story. And she is calling on all Republican lawmakers to abandon Twitter in the wake of her being banned by the platform. So she's joining Rand Paul, saying, hey, let's get rid of this. Let's quit using it. And let's all come together. You know, let's work together. And she's going, what are we doing? We sit around and talk, but nobody in the Republican Party has, you know, done anything. We just sit there. What are we going to do? Wait until we get the majority back? And then what are we going to do? Have investigations? And then, well, by that time, if we pass a law, it's going to be too late to stop. So she is really coming out there telling people, if you don't keep eating bad food at a restaurant, they keep serving it to you. And if you have a horrible service someplace, you get up and go where you're well treated. But I was just amazed that, 12 pages on three different search engines could not find anything but the liberal version, which was all, and all the liberal version said she was banned because she was, tweeting misinformation. And guess what? She was quoting federal government statistics. So you can't tweet the truth, quote the CDC, their daily figures on Twitter. You're saying you're doing misinformation. You're just
disinformation.
Well, not just disinformation, but misdirecting people. She was accused of misdirecting, misinformation, and falsifying, And she was quoting our own federal government. So you can see this is a conspiracy, folks. This is a real revolution. They are hiding the truth. I imagine 95% of the people that tried to find anything about this story, all they got was the screaming left's version where she was, misdirecting people, she was giving out bad information, all kinds of things. And nowhere did I see any story that said she was quoting federal government statistics.
Well,
I call that a revolution, don't you, Pastor?
Well, Joe, here, breaking, now, this Sunday, Lord's willing, this Sunday, we're planning on showing the film about January 6th, and it's an hour and 38 minutes long, and it shows you what we've been talking about. Everything that we've been telling you took place there. It's there. It's in the film. It's made by a patriotic group. And now, I said we are trying to obtain a number of these DVDs. People are already calling and wanting to order them. We have not obtained them. The DVDs just came out, and we're still trying to, we're having problems. You can't. See, it used to be in the old days, you could pick up a telephone and call people, and it was too simple for that. They wanted to complicate it, so now you have to go up and you got to send an email, because it's just too simple to make a telephone call and order it, right? So anyhow, so we're trying to go back and forth playing games. But anyhow, we're going to show this film. Now, what I have right here is breaking. Feds finally admit to running secret DOJ commandos. On January 6th, Trump protests. And what do we call, a protest to take back the election that was stolen. And anyone and everyone that says that election was not stolen is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth, not one bit of truth in them, and they don't have one bit of courage to come on this radio program and sit across from me, and defend that position. So anyone that says that was not stolen is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them.
Well,
so,
we know that January 6th commission has been trying to get the former police chief, from New York, having a senior moment. He's been talking how they won't let him testify publicly. They wanted him private. he's trying to say he's got all this information, what they were trying to put out about the election. He had all kinds of facts. The committee does not want to see any evidence.
Oh, you talking about Rudy Giuliani?
No, that's the attorney. This was the police, Bernie Kerik.
Okay.
Kerik, and he's saying he and Rudy had these stacks of proof of the election fraud, and he wants to testify in public at the January 6th commission. They will not let him, and he's saying he won't testify unless it's public because he wants to tell the truth. They want him to testify only behind closed doors where they can control and then cut and paste anything he says and, you know, leak it to the media, and he refuses. So this is all just part of this deep state government trying to do a political coup and change us from a constitutional republic to a socialist communist, well, socialist democracy, or basically a communist state, part of the one world order. And to go along with what I said, here's a story. Just
well, wait a minute. Let me finish my story here.
Oh.
Four Trump supporters died that day, including two women who were murdered by Capitol Police. He goes on, it says, a third woman was nearly killed but was rescued by Green Beret Jeremy Brown. They went after Jeremy Brown because he rescued that woman. They tried to kill her, too. Shocking video, 16 political prisoners and Green Beret Jeremy Brown rescued a female Trump supporter from deadly U.S. Capitol Police beating. Woman was nearly killed. See, this, again, this is the Communist Party. These are dirty cops, really dirty. And you'll see this in this video that we have. The DOJ, that's the Department of Judas, commandos were giving shoot-to-kill orders. That, I think, come down from Nasty Pelosi. Now they're admitting the government did not, the government did, in fact, have commandos at the Capitol on January 6th. Kind of reminds me of Ruby Ridge, you know, when they shot an innocent woman holding a baby. I mean,
baby, yeah.
You talk about
a lot of courage.
These, yeah, these are real, real courageous people, aren't they? After nearly a year, this information is finally coming out, and they accused this website and others of being conspiracy nuts for reporting on the feds in the crowd that day. Well, guess what? We will never know just how many feds were working that day to sabotage the peaceful protest. So there you go. It goes on to say, on Sunday, January 3rd, the heads of half a dozen elite government special operator teams met in Quantico, Virginia, to go over potential threat contingencies and plans for upcoming joint session of Congress. This meeting and the subsequent development of the shadowy commandos on January 6th has never been revealed. This is what they don't want people to know,
right,
that this is what Nasty Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and the rest of those anti-Christ communists have been trying to keep people from finding out.
Well, we told people from the very beginning this was a setup. It was designed to make Trump supporters look bad, make Trump look bad. This was planned and programmed. It was a setup, and we had some stupid people that fell into it. But everybody's seen the pictures of guys wandering around taking pictures, standing there. You know, I mean, this was not a violent insurrection. It was a bump. It was a, you know, crowd that got out of hand. Some of them got into the riot mode, but most of the people were just stupid sheep following and, oh, kind of excited that they were inside and looking around. And it was so mischaracterized.
Well, here in this film, you're going to see where the Washington people are reporting what is going on. Look, the police are inviting people. They've taken down the barriers. And you see right there the D.C. police waving people, saying, come on in, come on in. And now here you had two 74-year-old women, you know, grandmas, say, hey, there, let's go in and see what they, you know, they went in thinking that these police were good guys, didn't know they were dirty cops. And so they went right in there. And those two women were arrested. Two 74-year-olds.
Arrest them, yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow.
But just to add, because this whole thing is, it all ties together. Yesterday a story came out. There is a publishing company called Heroes of Liberty, and they fake book in other words, Mark Zuckerberg, permanently disabled their ad account, and they published books on heroes like Ronald Reagan and Thomas Sowell. And they said they violated the fake book rules about low-quality, disruptive content. So Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell are disruptive content. And, you know, we can't have a biography of Ronald Reagan on fake book. They're trying to kill the business. This whole thing ties in. The liberal media is doing everything it can to hide the truth. Their colleges, universities, school system are rewriting our history, telling lies about the racist, you know, the white privilege and all this going on in the country, lying about our founding fathers, the Constitution. This is a media-run revolution of disinformation. And like Pastor Ernie, you've been telling for years, the communist always accuses the enemy of doing what they're doing. So they're lying, they're doing the rewriting history, they're doing the disinformation, they're hiding the truth. So what are they doing? They are putting all that on the conservatives.
Right.
And there you have the media revolution.
Well, again, we are in a war right now. This is a communist, this is a communist attack against America, against our Constitution, against all of our freedoms.
Spiritual, because it's all anti-Christ against Christ.
Absolutely.
Followers.
One of those against Christ is a guy named Klaus Schwab. He wrote a book describing his plans to kill billions of humans, starting with the white people. Okay.
Oh.
Well, Schwab had declared to see excessively high management salaries as no longer socially acceptable. His own annual salary of about 1 million Swiss francs has been repeatedly addressed by the media. Now, the Swiss Radio and Television Corporation, SRF, reflected the salary level in the context of ongoing public contributions and the fact that the forum does not pay any federal taxes. Moreover, the former Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung journalist Jorgen Dunicic criticized the financial reports of the WFE as an institution headed by Klaus Schwab were not very transparent, since neither income nor expenditures were broken down. Well, he goes on basically to, this is a long article, but he goes on talking about how to use the vaccines. This is a great way to use the poisonous poke to depopulate the planet. And this is a part of what he's been talking about.
Surplus population, right?
Yep. And he wants to, their plans are to take it down to a half a billion people.
Wow. Hey, you know, Jim Jordan is there from Ohio, right?
Right.
He has a piece out on the Ingram Angle that aired last night. And he said this, I've just got to do this. The Democrats are trying to destroy every norm, precedent, and principle we have.
Well, absolutely.
Think about what they've done this past year. Close the Capitol. Enacted proxy voting, kicked Republicans off committees, wouldn't let Republicans sit on the select committee, trying to make D.C. a state, trying to end the Electoral College, trying to end the filibuster, trying to pack the Supreme Court, trying to nationalize elections, trying to let illegal immigrants vote, already doing that. And the January 6th committee is altering evidence and lying to the American people about that information. You can see where they're trying to take us, where they want to take us, he said, but it's time the American people get it, and he's counting on the American people to stand up and fight and put this revolution down.
I have something here, Joe, if I can pull it in, and I'll have to hold it up because the sound's not real bad. Joe, this is, I did have it. Hang on, I got to go back and get it. Now, this is from the mid-1980s, Joe. And here is a man named Dr. Robert Willner. And he's testifying that Dr. Anthony Fauci is guilty of genocide during the 80s. Now, we have recently reports that just came out here that Fauci's got been caught, too. Another one of his operations he has going where they were cutting the arms off monkeys, amongst other things. But let me see if I can bring this up. And I'm going to try to turn.
And I will put the lies of the individuals of the NIH, particularly Gallo and Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex, and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst order. Criminals guilty of genocide, without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Welcome would take me to court, because they have been putting out a killer drug knowingly. Because in a court of law, I would have the opportunity to provide the absolute proof and evidence, as I have in my book, Deadly Deception. Now, I'm not alone in what I'm doing here today. How does the press escape such obvious truths? Why would the finest virologist in the world, the most noted virologist, member of our National Academy of Sciences, Peter Duesberg, why would he put his entire career on the line? What did he have to gain? He's already lost his laboratory and his funding. We can't take away his professorship because he's tenured.
Well, you know, again, that was back, all the way back in the mid-80s now.
Mid-80s, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I also played something up now. Oh, I know it was this. I asked you if you'd ever heard of Christine Grady. And
I don't believe so.
Christine Grady right now is the head of the NIH. National Institute of Health, bioethics, okay, appointed by Biden. Now, they are the company that approves drugs for the FDA. They are the company, Christine Grady is the head of the NIA, bioethics. They are the company that approves the drugs for the FDA. Do you know what her husband's name is?
Oh, now I know who she is. She married Dr. Fauci.
Anthony Fauci, that's right.
Now it rings a bell now. She married Fauci, yep.
Unbelievable, the corruption. I mean, there's nothing, there's not anything, there's nothing at all about the Democratic Communist Party that is not totally corrupted. Speaking of that, Serial, listen to this one. This is what you would expect coming from them. Here, serial killer who targeted women now being housed in women's prison because they are transgender. And I'm taking a look at this guy who is a serial killer. He is a, you can see the look in his, a male serial who targeted women claiming to have killed nine. He's killed nine, is now housed in a woman's prison after being declared a transgender. Donna Perry, born Douglas Perry, has been transferred to the Washington Correctional Center for Women under new laws that allow gender self-identification. This country has gone crazy. You know, I mean, it's absolutely insane. Folks, we have to bring some sanity back to this country. Unbelievable. It's going absolutely crazy here. Perry was convicted in 2017 of first-degree murders for the violent slayings of prostitutes Yolanda Slapp, Nikki Lowe, and Kathleen Brisboy. They were all prosecuted. Though he was prosecuted for three killings, there were nine. The defense in Perry's case actually had audacity to claim that it was Douglas Perry, his former identity, who have killed the women, not Donna Perry, his new identity. What do you think of that, Joe?
I think it's got to be the biggest scam, and anybody that believes that, you know, I've got some great farmland down there in the Everglades, you know.
That prostitute would be a good pick for one of Biden's attorney generals. He might be corrupt enough, yeah.
He might even make it to work with Don Lemon on giving out the news.
Yeah. All righty. We are going to... Well, you know what? We're going to pass up tonight. Let's open the phone lines. Phone lines are now open, Joe. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. Again, I wanted to remind the folks, Thursday morning at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we meet for prayer. We meet at 9 o'clock for prayer. We have a prayer breakfast. This week our cook is sick, so it's up to me to provide the victuals. And so I'll come up with something, right?
You make a great chili, but I don't know how that'll go over for breakfast.
Well, we'll find out. Okay, but anyhow, we meet for prayer at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry. It's right at the corner of 87 and Sperry Road. And we meet there because this country needs prayer. It really does. It really, really need. You know, God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter about prayer. There's power there. And let me tell you, had not been for praying people, the ones that we have, this country wouldn't even be here anymore. Now, we need all the help we can get. People need to come and pray. I'm going to go and we'll get some victuals first at 9. We have a breakfast, and then prayer goes anywhere from 2 to 3, sometimes to 4 hours, depending. And we're getting more and more and more prayer requests. People they're coming in from left and right that need prayer today. And this is the days we're living in. Also, I want you to remind you about people keep asking me about, would you please give out the times of the services? Yeah. Sunday morning at 9 a.m., we have praise and worship, 9:30, an in-depth Bible study. 11:15 is the morning service. And then this week at 4:15, this coming Sunday, we're going to be showing that film that we're talking about, the one that really exposes everything that they don't want you to. With NBC, ABC, CBS, with the entire deathocratic, communist, antichrist establishment does not want you to know is in there.
You did say 4:15 last night. You were going to start a little early for some reason.
No, yeah, 4:15. Normally, it's going to be 4:15. And then, because we're going to do away with, normally we do have it starting at 4 o'clock. We've been going through a series because of the rise on witchcraft and the rise on Satanism showing this. We're an activist church. We're doers of the word. We actually really truly believe the entire God's word, the Bible, and we believe in being doers of the word, not just hearers only. We really believe that. We really, really, really believe that, okay? And so that's why we've been doing this series, getting people prepared, because they're wondering why are things the way they are. They need to understand about what's coming this way, the days that we're living in. We are up against the Antichrist world system. But this is no time for us to be fearful. It's time for us to be warriors. We are to be Christian soldiers.
Soldiers, amen. Hey, I just had a brilliant idea. I remember back when I was doing the Monday morning show in New York, I had a group of women got together and formed a prayer group, and all my prayer requests I could send to them. And I'm thinking, we've got listeners all over cities from, you know, the East Coast to the West, North to South, that if you have a church group, a large group, set up a prayer group and contact Pastor Ernie there at the ministry office, and we might be able to, you know, send out some of that prayer request to you and have people praying all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to do that. Well, in fact, sometimes we do. We actually have people will be put on a loudspeaker, and they will call in, and they will pray with us in the morning. And so,
but I'm thinking if we had groups from New York to San Diego to, you know, Texas and Florida praying, Looks like we're going to need the prayer teams with all these requests coming in. We might as well just utilize our wonderful listeners and give everybody that wants to something to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go and take some calls. We have Marie. Marie, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. I went to see my primary care. Of course, I didn't take the deadly vax. Even if it was a real virus, I wouldn't take it. And when President Trump came out that he was going to do this while he was still in the White House before his presidency was stolen, I thought, wow, what is he doing? I'm not going to take that. Well, anyways, I went to see my primary care after not seeing him for 2 years. And he said to me, did you get the vax? I said, no. And he said, why? I said, because I have a medical exemption and a religious exemption. Then he said to me, well, I don't want to see you in the hospital with a respirator on you, not being able to breathe. I said, you won't find me on a respirator. I will not get a respirator. This is a hoax. This is part of the common cold. And while I was trying to tell him this, he was telling me to shut up. And he said, I said, you know, they've called it the first they called it the Chinese Wuhan virus, then they called it coronavirus. And they had to change it to COVID-19 because people would look up corona and find out it's part of the common cold. And while I'm trying to tell him this, he's examining me, telling me to shut up. And so I let him be rude with me. You know, he was very rude. And then he had a mask on. He says, I will not examine you. This is before, unless you put a mask on. I said, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So he went and got a shield to go over his mask. He's really scared. I knew he was a scaredy cat before I even went in there. So then I said, you know, they're given remdesivir that shuts down the lungs, that shuts down the kidneys, that floods the lungs with fluid, and then the respirator kills you. And he listened. He was surprised I knew that, you know. And then I said, I'm sorry for being rude with you. I didn't mean to be, you know, because I'm a Christian. I don't want to be rude, but I needed to speak up. And it was just a terrible experience. You know, it's like, don't tell me I'm going to end up on a respirator with a fake virus, you know. And I'm glad that God gave me all this wisdom, because when we first had the shutdown, and then I started seeing things on Band.video and InfoWars, I said, Lord, is this virus real? Is it real? And the Lord showed me it's not. It's a hoax. And so that's what I wanted to say, you know. Now, you know, I asked him, I says, if I get pneumonia and I get bronchitis, will you treat me with antibiotics? And he said he would, you know, because a lot of people that are in the hospital have pneumonia. And they don't give them the treatment they used to give. And so they, of course, they can't breathe. They're put on a respirator. They're given remdesivir, and then they're gone because their kidney shut down.
Yeah, I know that. So we've been talking about this, and we've had doctor after doctor after doctor. But you see, those in the hospitals that are tied into Big Pharma, Big Pharma mm-hmm. says, this is our policy. And you have to go by our policy. Therefore, it's you know, you're just doing what you're being told to do, and you're not responsible for these people that are dying. And this is what a lot of they've lost. These doctors, so many of them, they've lost. Not only have they lost a lot of patients, they've lost credibility. Nobody trusts the AMA anymore. They're gone. I mean, they've got a terrible reputation now. In fact, frontline doctors and others are starting their own medical association when it's legitimate. And so, you know, all of these, you know, when you sell yourself for money, you're called a whore. And that's what's happened. The Bible says they've gone a whoring. And the money, what they've gone whoring after is money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also told them. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I was just going to say the virus is not fake. It is a bioweapon. It was a altered virus that's been altered to make it turn it into a weapon. It's real out there. And but you know, there are treatments and things for it. That was what the big secret is. They didn't want anybody to know that there have been several treatments that'll prevent you from getting real sick and going to the hospital.
Well, I don't believe it's real, anyways, what I wanted to say, one other thing I said to my doctor was, who's this Dr. Fauci, Mr. Know-It-All? You know, I even told him that, you know, and everyone's going according to him. And I know too much about the situation, but see, I need medical care for other things, you know, so I had to go in and see him. You know, I need my medication for my high blood pressure, so he wouldn't have given it to me if I didn't go in. But, like, the frontline doctors, I might have to get in touch with them, you know, and because I won't take that shot. I won't take none of it. And we might all end up in jail like Paul was put in jail. That's what they got, concentration camps set up for people who aren't going to take the mark of the beast.
Well, yeah, they're doing that. Get ready for that. You're right. And I'm looking for what I had here just a little while ago. I actually had, if I can find it, the numbers, a phone number that you could call to order, and you can buy. And we gave it out, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, where you could buy this stuff yourself. You know, these are doctors. You have to fill out some paperwork and you can order it, and I will, let's see if I can, I just had that here a minute ago, if I can find the, okay, let me see, this may be it right here. Okay, let me see. Okay, they've said it because we made a purchase. Okay, I'm going to have to go to one more, I think, down here because they sent me a questionnaire, and there was phone numbers on it to call to order. And it's, you know, what I'm talking about is Reliable RX. Pharmacy, and let me see here, maybe this might be it. Okay, all right. Excuse me here, I just had they had phone numbers before when I was looking here, how you could just call and order this. And I know it's here. I know it's here somewhere. Let me go back over to here. Let me see if it's up on this one. Okay. This is Reliable RX Pharmacy. And they've sent me a letter. Okay, please. And hours. Monday through, they give me the hours here now. 6 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Ah, I've got it. You ready? Now, this
yeah.
is the phone number you can call, okay? And it is for USA, 855-870-5513, toll-free, 855-870-5513. And so that's where you can call, RX Pharmacy, Reliable Pharmacy, and have a conversation, and you can order that stuff you need through these other doctors. They're trying to save us from Fauci and the Democratic Communist Party. See, there.
Am I still on the line?
Yeah.
I just want to ask you for the number for the religious exemption, because they're getting on my daughter. To get the shots, or else she'll get fired. And I just like two or three applications for religious exemption.
Okay, here's what you do. Send a letter, do it tomorrow, to WRWL Ministries, 14781, Sperry. Mm-hmm. Sperry Road, Newberry. That's NEWBURY, Ohio. NEWBURY, Ohio. 440-6445. Now, make sure that you make your name, you know, say, I would like the exemption here, newsletters. Put your name very clearly and your address very clearly with a zip code very clearly and a phone number. Okay, people writing us, they're actually writing us letters asking for that. And then in the return address, instead of having their full name and this and that, they'll just have a city and a street, you know, a street and a city and a zip code. And we don't even know who they are. So you have to, we need all of that information. If you don't, do you get our newsletter?
No, not yet.
Well, then it's free. Say, please send me the newsletter because we you get all this information in there that that you really need. So do that tomorrow. I got to move on, but thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Who do you have next over there?
No one yet.
Okay. All right. The phone lines are open. We got about, we can take calls for about another, how many more minutes do we have? About, okay. I think 8 more minutes. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay, Steve. How are you?
Feeling a little down, a little hungover, but I don't drink, so.
Well.
What was your concoction again, if you're not sure, or somebody saying in the congregation or something?
All right, here's what one of the doctors told me. In fact, two doctors told me this, and one of them happens to be local. Well, actually, one doctor told me, and then this other doctor told my son, and they told my son exactly what the other doctor told me. And so, and that is, they said, look.
And you're going to tell me.
Right.
<Go ahead>.
Okay. if you have the COVID, here's what they told me. If you have the COVID, then you take, if you have either an ivermectin in the morning, take an ivermectin in the afternoon, quercetin and D3. Quercetin. Now, when I say quercetin, in the quercetin that we have, you have zinc and you have these other things. All it's like a cocktail or something in the pills. You take three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the first week, the next week you switch from ivermectin in the morning to hydroxy, and in the morning, and then you still take the quercetin and the D3 in the afternoon, and so that's what my doctor told. My doctor, this doctor that I'm talking about, told me. This other doctor told my son the very same thing.
Is there one of those two doctors, anybody on the west side at all? Or, I mean, it's connected to someone of the same type doctor? I mean, I'm actually going to be looking for another doctor here pretty soon. Just one that's in my network, though, with my insurance. That's the one part.
I don't know. I know that, this is a private doctor. Well, the doctor that I'm telling you about is one you've heard on this radio program. But right now, since he's going to be giving testimony, I better not say anymore. The guy's trying to stay alive.
I understand.
So
the less said, the more we could figure out ourselves.
Right. Okay. So
understood.
Anyhow,
as far as everything else, real fast, all this stuff going on, I just wanted to call the CDC the Communist Democratic Corporation, but now it's, confuse, divide, and conquer.
Yeah, and I've got a big article on that.
It just seems like everything they're doing is so, they're doing this so perfect. I mean, someone said tonight, I heard somewhere, that Joe Biden's eyes look just empty, and it made so much sense. I mean, an empty suit, and Bongino calls him a sock puppet. But if you keep everything divided and you keep that fear and confusion out there, but you keep it in sections and you move it around, like Fauci talk a little, everybody says all the different stuff. 500 million tests, but you can't get them for a month. They needed like about, 3 billion, but you got to wait for them. There's not ever going to be enough tests anyways. That's not even 1.5 per person if they had them all right now, and yet they can't get them. If they work, but if the government didn't have to buy them, why can't the private sector just go be able to buy them and have them?
Well, again, like I say here, when they tell you...
Confusion is what all I'm trying to say. Keep us all confused.
Okay. If you got bit by a poisonous snake, and one of those doctors are there saying, okay, we have the antidote here. Don't give him the antidote. Don't give him the antidote. Now, you would say, that doctor doesn't want me to have the antidote. He probably wants me to die. Would you believe that?
I wouldn't believe it, but that's exactly what he's trying to do.
Well, that's exactly when they're trying to keep you, trying to cut off supplies of hydroxychloroquine, trying to cut off supplies of ivermectin, anything that could cure you from this Fauci flu, they try to stop you. And this is why we had that attorney on here the other day, that former, or what was his name? Fommel? The one from Germany, the one who is pushing those lawsuits, and he's using the Nuremberg contract that we have, with the Nuremberg code.
I know what you're talking about. War room or somebody, this he had him on. Real quick, Pastor Joe, by the way, Pastor Joe, hi. Forgot to say,
hi.
You're definitely the other half of Pastor Sanders. I mean, you two are just, you knock it out of the ballpark every night.
All righty, we got it.
Protege, so you got to blame him.
Yeah, we got to move on. Thanks, Steve. Okay, who do we have next there? Dijon, you got about 2 minutes. Dijon, go ahead.
Anicio. My church just took me out of service, you know, because I didn't want to take the shot. So I left it. I can't serve in the church anymore. I didn't get kicked out of the church, but I got. They told me I couldn't come back anymore. I mean, couldn't do any more service. So I'm gonna have to find a new church. I was wondering if it's
probably the best thing that's happened to you for a long time.
Yep, you got that right. I was wondering maybe if you can, since I got to go find a new church, because I know sooner or later they're gonna throw me out and tell me, you know, if you don't take the shot, you gotta leave the church. So most likely, I'm gonna look for another church. I was wondering if you had if you don't have it, maybe find churches and announce that which ones don't have the 501c, so I can go to it.
Where do you live?
New York.
In New York, I'm trying to think of who we have there that would know. See, around here, we have probably about 30 unregistered New Testament churches that are not corporations. I don't know what you have in New York. I'll tell you what, I did talk to a pastor the one time he came down here, and I was in New York too when we had in Rochester when we had a pro-life event, but he pastored a church in Rochester that was not a 501c3, but I don't know who, I can't remember, it's been a while. Call our office, leave your name and phone number, and if I can find one, we'll get back to you. Make sure you leave a message. The number is 440.
That's the office number.
Okay, so call that very clearly, very clearly. Leave your name, your phone number, and the message. And, okay, we got to move on. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Mark, you got exactly 1 minute, Mark.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Sanders. Hello, Pastor Larson.
Hey, Mark.
I'll give you an update from Michigan. Remember when our governor was supposed to be being kidnapped?
Oh, yeah.
All those people were in trouble. The latest news is the judge wants to throw it out because it looks like the FBI was playing some games with informants. And
surprise, surprise.
Surprise.
Right. Now, you'd never believe that's true, but... I'm beginning to wonder, you know, just how the dialogue went between her and the FBI. You know, did they tell her she was kidnapped or going to be kidnapped? At which point, you know, they're scaring a governor, you know, with false information? Or was she privy to it? You know, you just wonder how much, you know, goes on with collusion between all these people. But I thought you'd like to hear that because I'm sure it's not going to be the headlines.
I hear you. I know what you mean. Believe me. All right, my friend, I'm out of time for tonight. And so, Pastor Joe, tonight is your turn to give an invitation.
All right. right. I want to start with a familiar verse in Hosea. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And we know Scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And Scripture tells us that fools despise wisdom, fools despise instruction. And Scripture tells us in Jeremiah, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Said all that to get to the simple point of the most important decision you ever make in your lifetime is where you will spend the rest of your life, eternity, in heaven or hell. And Scripture, having the knowledge, the Bible is very clear. You have to go to the Father. You have to ask the Father to forgive you of your sins, because it was your sins that put his Son upon that cross. Jesus went to the cross to take your place, to pay the price for your sin. The wages of sin is death. He paid your sin debt. You're bought and paid for, in a sense, by the blood of the Lamb. And when you go and ask, then you ask with a repentant heart. You have to be really sorry. You have to truly believe that Jesus died for you, that he died to pay your sin. You're sorry that had to happen. And ask to be forgiven, and then you ask Jesus to come into your life, to give you the Holy Spirit, to become Lord of your life, all of your life, without doubt, without reservation of any kind. And if you do this, you will be given, God cannot lie, you will be given the down payment on eternal life. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. You will become that born-again believer, that child of the kingdom, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You have God's word on it. It makes it clear in Matthew, he said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many, those who accept him, for the remission of sins." And if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That's the decision you have to make. It has to be a decision of the heart. And if you do not understand, God said go to his word to get what? Wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. And it's clear what you must do to have
everlasting. Do it today. Do not turn him away. When you hear the preacher give an invitation, he's just a messenger. The message is from God. So do it today. Don't turn them away. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. A lot of people are going to run out of tomorrow's tonight. You don't want to be one of them. So until tomorrow, as we say every night, good night, God bless, God and bless. Always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.